anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, and I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Name, for He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name, and I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all Your many blessings. We want to thank You for another day, another chance, another opportunity to bless Your holy name. We thank You for our lives this morning. We thank You for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right minds. We thank You for a reasonable portion of health and strength this morning. And we thank You for life and that more abundantly. We thank You for the very air that we breathe, God, because without You, God, we wouldn't have anything. We would not be able to breathe. We would not be able to have our being, God. We would not have anything, oh God, because in You is life. In You there is life, God. You have given us life and substance and blessings and wealth and favor, God. Our life is built in You, and our lives should be wrapped around You. Our lives, oh God, we can't give ourselves over to the cares of this world, because the cares of this world, God, will swiftly fade away. They will swiftly pass away. But, God, we give ourselves over to You, God. We need more of Your anointing. We need a closer walk with Thee. God, we need Your favor and we need Your presence. And so as we enter into this early morning prayer this morning, God, we say yes to Your will even right now, Lord, and yes to Your way. We want You to come the more and inhabit our praises and have Your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. There's no reason to put any fluff in this prayer. Oh, God, there's no reason to just try to pass the time. But, God, it's our sincere desire to be in Your midst oh God, to be in your presence so that your glory can be revealed in our lives and your glory can shine it up in the name of Jesus. We want to let our light so shine, but we don't want the light of darkness to shine and exude out of us this day. But God, we want the love of Christ. We want the compassion of our Savior. We want the mercies of God. We want your anointing, God. We want your power. We want your strength. We want your glory to be exuding or to be shown out of us all day long this day. For this is the day that you have made. And no matter what obstacles may come our way this day, God, you have made us, oh God, and we can rejoice in this day. For our God is a strong power. Our God is an awesome wonder. Oh God, there is nobody like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. And so I am determined to bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me, to bless your holy name, not to allow complaints to come out, oh God, not to allow despair to come out, oh God, not to do anything that will bring your name shame, but to bring your name glory, to lift up the name of Jesus, oh God, to declare your name in the heavens above and in the earth below, to make your name glorious. I will and I am determined to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, to bless your name. For your name is a rock. Your name is a strong tower. Your name, oh God, is so wonderful and so awesome that the righteous can run into your name, not into a shelter, not into a building, not under the cover of an umbrella, but, Lord, your name is so mighty that the righteous can run into your name and find safety, God. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of our Father. Our God has power. Our God is mighty. And we just need to employ and implement the power that is in your name, God. In the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. At the name of Jesus, God, sickness must go away. Oh, God, there is power in the name. And so, God, help us to call on your name today instead of calling on things that can't do anything for us, instead of calling on our loved ones and our friends, instead of calling on those that may be around us, let us call on the name of Jesus today. Oh, God, bless your holy name, God. Let us call on the name that still has power. Let us call on the name, oh, God, that's still above every name. Let us call on that great and wonderful name of the one who died on the cross for our sins, who gave his life so that we might have life, who became that perfect sacrifice so that we can become the perfect sacrifice, who was a lamb without spot or blemish, whose blood washes us to be without spot or blemish. Let us call on the name of the one who's still yet living, who sits on the right-hand side of the Father, who intercedes on our behalf each and every day. Let us call on the name of Jesus today, to make his name glorious, to lift up his holy and his mighty name, to make his name wonderful in our lips. For David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. And that is my desire, Lord, is that we as a people learn how to lift up your name, how to invite you in, God, so that you can come in, that you can come and inhabit our praises, and that you can come in and shift the atmospheres of our lives and shift the atmospheres of our situations, Lord, that our walk may be holy in your sight. Oh, God, that our words will be pleasing to you in the name of Jesus. That we may, God, allow your spirit to have its way, that we would submit to your will, that we would submit to your way, God, and that we will allow ourselves to be vessels to be used for your glory. For I endeavor, O God, this day to present my body as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable. God, that's my reasonable service. That's the least that I can do, Lord. So I lay this flesh down right now, God, and I lift up, O God, the banner of glory. I lift up the banner of holiness that this spirit man, O God, who is no longer bound to the laws of the flesh, but I've been set free, oh God, by the law of the Spirit, Lord. I put flesh under subjection today. Oh God, I cast the devil out of the minds of the people today. I cast them out of the wheels of the people today in the mighty name of Jesus. And as the preacher said last night, I cancel his assignment for the people of God today.
I cancel his plans and his missions for the people of God today, and I set them free, God. Free to worship you, God. Free to adore you, God. Free to live in victory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare life and I speak life into the people of God today, that your will might be done in their lives and not their own, God. That we may put away selfish ways and carnal thoughts, oh God. Oh God, and things that are not of you, and that we may think on your glory. Think on those things that are lovely, that we may think of the goodness of Jesus. And when we think of the great things that you do, we can't help but to thank you for the things that you have done. And when we thank you, God, for the things that you have done, we can't help but to continue to think over and over again that, God, you keep doing great things for me, and I can't help but to bless you. I can't help but to magnify you. I can't help but to glorify you, because you keep doing it over and over again. You keep blessing over and over again. And so, God, I don't want to give the world any of your glory, but all the glory, God, today. Hallelujah. And all the praise. Hallelujah. It belongs to God. It belongs to you, my worship, God. It belongs to you, my praise, God, today. It belongs to you. So make me, Lord, to be that instrument of praise, to make your name glorious on this day. I'm no longer wrestling with my identity. I know who I am. The man of God reminded us last night of who we are. Because we know what our identity is. We know what our purpose is. Thank you, Lord, for our speaker last night. Oh, God, I pray that you continue to anoint Elder Nicholson right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that he may continue to pour into us, God. Thank you for those that came, Lord. You are not a respecter of person. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst. But I pray that you allow people to come and have a desire to hear what thus said the Lord. Don't worry about who is there. Don't look around to see who's not coming. Oh, God, don't look around to see who is missing in action, Lord. That those that are there, God, will have a desire for the word to strengthen them and the word to correct them and the word to revive their lives. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let us not be so busy, Lord, that we get to church tonight that we are tired, Lord. But I bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The devil is a thief. He is a lying wonder. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I declare right now, God, that the vessels, oh God, that enter into the house tonight to hear the word of God will be ready. Oh, God, I urge the people to empty out their cups before the man of God came so that the word, oh, God, will have full reign in their lives. Let us be free, God, today, free to worship, free to lift you up, free to magnify you. You've given us liberty, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And in liberty, God, there is freedom, there is joy, there is life evermore. And I want to say thank you, God, that I know that I belong to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I know whose I am and I know who I belong to I am and whose I am. God, I want to say thank you, God, that you have made me over again, that I'm no longer who I was, but I am who I am today. And I am a part of a royal priesthood. I am a chosen generation. I am a joint heir, God, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am a royal priesthood. I am a king's kid. I belong to God, and I bless your name this morning because I am somebody special, because I belong to God Almighty. I belong to the one who sits high and looks low. I belong to the one who created, oh God, the heavens and the earth and decided to rest on the seventh day. I am belong to the one, oh God, who has cattle upon thousands upon thousands of hills, and I belong to the one that's willing, oh God, to forgive me of sins and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness, a God of a second chance. That's who I belong to, and I'm grateful today that I belong to you, God, and I magnify your name, and I glorify your name, and I honor and adore your great and awesome and powerful and magnificent name today. Thank you for the life of my wife. Thank you for allowing her to reach another birthday. I thank you for the relationship that we have, and I thank you for the ministry that we have right now. God, we are setting the ground, Lord. Oh, God, so that you can move by your power and move by your might and set it in the environment, Lord, that prayer is the foundation of the ministry, Lord, and praise, oh, God, is on top of the prayer foundation, Lord. And so, God, you are helping us to set up a foundation, oh, God, that will not quake and will not crumble and will not be tilted over because of trials and tribulations that come in, Lord, that you are setting us up, oh, God, for the crowds that you have in store for us, the harvest that you have in store for us. And I want to say thank you now, Lord. Oh, God, I'm not weary, Lord. I know that my reaping is coming, that my due season is coming, Lord. And I thank you, God, for what you have blessed us with, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the great things that you have in store for us. There is an expected end for each and every one of us. And we trust you, Lord, today, that you know what you're doing, that you'll never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, that you would be with us until the end of the world. And so have your way even now, God. Let your glory be revealed in the lives of your people and help us to say yes, God, to your will and yes to your way. We surrender all to you today. All to you we owe. We can't have anything, oh God. We won't have anything, Lord. This house over my head, this roof over my head, Lord, it was nobody but you. Oh, God, the cars that are sitting in the driveway, Lord, it was nobody but you. Oh, God, that my children, oh, God, are not in a place, oh, God, of danger. Oh, God, a constant danger. God, it was because of you. The doors that you blessed us, the roof over our head at our church, oh, God, it was nobody but you. You keep on doing great things over and over again. You keep on blessing me. And I know it's just not me, God, but you blessed, oh, God, my wife, and you blessed my mother, God, and you blessed those that are under the sound of my voice, God, because you blessed us to be able to hear this morning and to participate in this conference call of prayer. And so with that in mind, God, with a heart full of praise, we bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And we ask for your continued success for our revival tonight, that you will anoint the man of God to preach with power and preach with clarity. Give him rest, oh God. Return unto him all the virtue that he gave out last night. Oh God, help him and encourage him and bless him to continue to teach us and to continue to feed us and continue to set the environment for a revival, God. Oh God, for us that our souls may be revived. Bless his family, Lord. Bless the ministry, Lord. And bless all that you have endeavored for him to do. Great things you have in store for that great young man. And we thank you that you've allowed him to come and take time and park here for a moment to feed us this week. Now bless us, God, in this day. Let this be the day that you have made, and we rejoice in it today. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. What a mighty God we serve, and we bless your name today. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. I would desire to continue to pray. Oh, God, but my time is far well spent. But I bless your name, and I thank you for another day that you blessed me to be able to see. Bless your people. God bless the hearer even now. Let this be a wonderful day, and we'll give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.